keeping you informed. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update, sponsored by Gray Local Media.
I'm David Oliver with your latest headlines from 13 News. A section of K99 south of Emporia between Road 130 and the city limits will be closed now the rest of the week. It's an area where the Cottonwood River overflowed following this week's massive rainfall. You can check candrive.org for the latest road conditions in Kansas. The Satanic Grotto, that group that held the so-called Black Mass at the Kansas State House back in March, says it's now planning another event, a witching hour protest on the Capitol grounds August 2nd. Local prosecutors are still weighing charges related to the arrests at the group's last gathering. Some of the brightest young men in the state have gathered once again at K-State in Manhattan for the annual Boys State event. The program teaches sophomore and junior-aged boys leadership skills based on government teachings. In Topeka, David Oliver, 13 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
The Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Kansas Farm Bureau is accepting applications for its Rural Minds Matter Advocate of the Year and Young Advocate of the Year awards to shed light on the importance of mental health advocacy in underserved areas. These awards will go to compassionate and caring advocates who are dedicated to improving lives in their communities by comforting those in silent struggles and having conversations that break the stigma surrounding mental health, ensuring no one has to face their battle alone. Winners will receive recognition at Kansas Farm Bureau conferences this winter, in addition to a cash prize to further their mental health advocacy efforts. Nominations or applications for the award are due July 18th. For more information and additional resources, visit kfb.org/ruralmindsmatter and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Chance of rain today, otherwise overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 71. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Storms likely tonight, lows around 60. Chance of thunderstorms tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 75. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 56 degrees.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Former Kansas City Chiefs punter Dustin Colquitt has signed a one-day contract to officially retire as a Chief on Wednesday. In a post on social media, the team shared Colquitt signing the contract alongside head coach Andy Reid and special teams coordinator Dave Tobe. The two-time Pro Bowler is the longest tenured Chiefs player at 15 years. He was signed in 2005 and left in April 2020 after the Super Bowl win over the 49ers. The left-footed punter played 238 games in a Chiefs uniform, punting 1,124 times for a total of 50,393 yards. After he left the Chiefs, Colquitt played in 17 games over two seasons for Pittsburgh, Jacksonville, Atlanta, and Cleveland. He was out on the OTA practice field and he made one last punt, according to special teams coordinator Dave Tobe. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
The 40th annual 8-man All-Star Game returned to Beloit this Saturday, June 7th, as the best 8-man football players meet up in a battle between West and East. One of this year's participants is Dalton Garman from Osborne. He said he's had a great week, looking forward to playing in the game, and it's an honor and privilege playing at Osborne for Steve Tiernan.
Week's gone pretty good, getting close with the guys and everything. Coming from rivals and getting to play with each other, it just makes it all better in the end.
Well, Dalton, tell us about your career at Osborne and Coach Steve Tiernan and everything that was handed out on the playing field at Osborne High School.
Everything was earned, not given with him. You know, you just had to come play smash mouth football with Tiernan. That's what he's all about, being a man.
Your community has always been behind football, whether it's 11-man or 8-man. Just talking about suiting up one more time for the hometown Osborne Bulldogs.
Oh, it's a blessing, you know. We had to go around before this to ask for sponsorships, and I don't think anyone told me no. That's how much they really enjoy the Osborne program and what it has to stand for.
Well, Dalton, what are your future plans include this fall?
I plan on attending Manhattan Tech to become a journeyman lineman.
Another Osborne Bulldog is Gage Seifert. He says it's been a great week, and he's going to play center or guard on the offensive line for the D2 East.
Oh, it's going pretty good. Playing at center, just center, nose guard, guard, D-line, O-line, wherever they need me. Having a lot of fun. I got knocked out. Doing a scrimmage right now versus the D1. Yep. Having a lot of fun.
Hey, tell us about this week and meeting other kids and playing with other All-Stars.
It's been a blast. It's so much fun being able to meet all the other kids. Just be able to really get a good bond with everybody and play football one last time.
Yep, speaking of one last time, Coach Steve Tiernan, one of the best coaches in the whole state of Kansas, and getting to play for some other coaches. Just tell me about the Osborne program and getting to play 4 years at Osborne High School.
It means a lot. Coach Tiernan, he really makes us work hard, but at the end it all works out, and he's just a great coach.
Well, Gage, be your last football game this Saturday, and tell us about your career and your plans in the future.
I've had a pretty good career. I've really progressed through the years, and in the future I plan on becoming a highway patrol.
Attaboy, man, we need more of you. Gage Seifert, what a great young man, great community you come from. Best of luck on Saturday in the 8-man All-Star game.
Thank you.
Tired of buffering wheels and drop video calls? It's time to switch to Cunningham Fiber Internet, the ultimate upgrade for your home. With Cunningham Fiber, you get blazing fast speeds, rock-solid reliability, and crystal-clear streaming even during peak hours. Unlike satellite, fiber isn't affected by storms, and it's faster and more stable than wireless. Whether you're working from home, gaming, or streaming in 4K, fiber keeps you connected when it matters most. Don't settle for slow. Go fiber, go faster. Call Cunningham Fiber now to switch and experience the difference.
The 40th annual 8-man All-Star Game returned to Beloit, Kansas, June 7th, as the best 8-man football players meet up to a battle between West and East. One of this year's participants is Andy Cooper of Pike Valley. He will be playing in the Division II East squad game against the West. He is honored to play one more time at the high school level.
It feels great. Just looking back, we've had so many great athletes come from Pike Valley and play in this amazing All-Star game, and it's quite a privilege that we have, and time to go out there and show people what we're made of, and knowing that me and Miles, I think, deserve this, and I feel like it's well-deserved, and
Don't miss all the action from the D2 game starting at 10 a.m. on KDNS 94.1, Glenn Elder.